On Zoom.
I'm going to go to Greg Moore with the Arizona Republic.
Thanks, fellas. This is obviously a really tough loss. Devin, how frustrated are you for Chris right now?
Next question, please.
Dwayne over on the right side.
What's up, everybody? You're listening to another episode of the What's On Your Mind podcast with your host, Dre Emerson. It's been a while. We're done dealing with some personal stuff going on. I'm mouth souped up with pain meds right now. I just had wisdom tooth surgery, but I'm here. And we're having another special edition of the Hooper's Lounge with my special guest, Mr. NBA analyst Terry House. How's it going, man?
Good. How you doing today, man?
Doing good. It's Tuesday right now. It's almost about to be 6 o'clock. So we're going to hurry up and do some quick NBA final takes before game six tonight. We're going to do the predictions. But before we get into that, I want to get into this real take that I got. I've been thinking about it for a while. It's been near and dear to my heart. And I'm just going to make my case to you. I'm going to see what you think about it, all right?
All right.
So, pending a finals, a game six win tonight by the Bucks, pending another virtuoso performance by the point guard, Drew Holiday, I got Drew Holiday winning finals MVP. So, let me break it down for you why I got him as the finals MVP. So, for the series, he's averaging 18 points, 9 assists, about 7-6 rebounds through the 5 games. But in the last 3 games since, and they've all been W's for the Bucks, he's been averaging 20 points, 5 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals on better than 44% shooting from the field, almost 40% from 3-point, and 100% from the free throw line. In the biggest game, and arguably the biggest game of the series until probably game 6 tonight, in game 5, he had 27 points, 13 assists, 3 steals, shooting better than 50%, and he had the game-winning play. He also has the highest average plus-minus throughout the whole Bucks roster because of his performance. When Giannis has been going out, he has been the one providing the significant minutes for the Bucks. He has been a part of the, I guess you could say, the comeback that the Bucks had in game 5 when they was down early by 16, and him and Chris Middleton was doing the work. And then I think the biggest reason why I have him win the finals MVP is ever since Coach Bud made the adjustment to put Drew Holiday on CP, it has changed the entire outlook of the series. Chris Paul haven't been the same. He hasn't been effective. And it's actually stats to prove that it has been a big part of it. Since the first two games, the Phoenix Suns had an offensive rating of 100, and I'm just going to say 124 in the first two games. In the last 3 games, they have offensive rating of 114, a significant drop-off. And that's all due to Drew Holiday. I think if you take a look at how the 2015 finals went, and they gave Iguodala the MVP because of how the effective job that he did on LeBron, and they used that as the big reason, the catalyst for the Warriors winning that year. And the same thing you could say for Kawhi Leonard and the Spurs back, what was that, 2014 or 13?
That was 2014.
I think the same thing is happening right now with Drew Holiday. I think he is having the biggest impact throughout the whole series. I know Giannis' numbers, he has been dominating for sure. He's, 32 points over, 13 rebounds. Definitely shooting better. He's been hooping, no doubt. Back-to-back 40-point games. But I think the series changed when the Drew Holiday adjustment was made. That is my take. That's my case for Drew Holiday for Finals MVP. What do you think? Pinned in another big performance by him, by the way, tonight. Another 2010 game for sure.
Okay, so, I'm a numbers guy. I don't argue numbers. I mean, facts are facts. You can't argue numbers. And everything you said, I do agree with. But, and you brought up two good cases, Iggy and Kawhi. But it's just the way the Bucks are made or the way that they have been winning. You have Giannis, who game in, game out, gonna be Giannis. Whether people think he's not skilled, whether people think he can't shoot, whether he's airballing free throws and threes, it don't matter. He's gonna guarantee you an average of 30 points and 10 plus rebounds. But the main guy, when the Bucks need a bucket, they go to Middleton first. Now, he might not make it every single time. And me, you have discussed before his inconsistency, which is stopping him from being like a all-star.
Yeah.
I shouldn't even say all-star, but like a superstar. But his inconsistency. But that's their first option. They live and die by Chris Middleton. And in this series,
are you saying, are you subscribing to the Kendrick Perkins that he's Batman? He's the Batman of the team?
No.
Okay. I'll let you finish.
I do think he's a key piece. Like I said, like when he hits timely shots, and because he hits those timely shots, like you can only hit timely shots if they're giving you the ball. So when it's time for a bucket, that's who they're looking to give the ball to. But I'm not going to go as far as saying he's the Batman of the team when you got somebody out there averaging 30 and 10 for you every night. Like, there's no way somebody who's scoring less than that is your Batman of your team. It's just that Chris Middleton hits those timely shots. When they down 10, down 15, it's Middleton they look to. Like, I hate to be biased towards like Middleton because of the performances before the finals. Right. But when you look in the Brooklyn series, look in the Atlanta series, like Middleton was that guy for them. Like we wouldn't be looking at the Bucks right now in the finals without Middleton. But I know the finals MVP is supposed to be based on the finals. And like you said, you made some really like solid cases about Jrue Holiday. And I think he is that X factor and that adjustment from putting PJ Tucker from Chris Paul to PJ Tucker, I mean to Jrue Holiday on Chris Paul, and they've been doing real good. The Bucks have been doing real good with their switches as well.
Yeah.
So like I really think like Jrue Holiday did a great job offensively and defensively, but as you know, as everyone else knows, the NBA is about offense, and when it comes to offense, live and die by Chris Middleton.
So are you making the case that he will be the finals MVP?
Yes, I think I'm not going to say it's not. I'm not going to go as far as saying it's a no-brainer because there is a chance that Giannis will win.
For sure.
But if it's not Giannis, it's Chris Middleton. I don't even think the media is even considering a Holiday. Like, I'm willing to bet that.
Yeah, which is crazy because I'm just looking at, like, just, like, how he's just effectively shut down the Suns' offense by himself. I ain't going to say by himself, but – when you put pressure on Chris Paul, they can't get into their sets as quickly. They're eating up clock just trying to get the ball up the court. They got to set screens for Chris Paul in the backcourt. And it's just effectively just, you know, just stymie him, stymie his production. I think he dropped off like 4 points, like 4 or 5 points since like the first two games and then mm-hmm. last three. And then I just look at how also his effect to the other players on the team for the Suns, like the role players. It was one stat. I can't remember it all the way. But something the Suns specialize in during like the whole season, like the beginning rounds of the playoffs, was they was effectively shooting corner threes really well, the role players. And mm-hmm. since Jrue Holiday has been on him, that has significantly dropped down. I think overall for the whole series, they had like 31 corner 3-point shots, not makes just shots in general. They took 17 of those, I think that was the number, in game two. It significantly just dropped off since. Like, they did well in game one. You had game two where I think Mikal Bridges had like 27 that game and he was effectively shooting the ball. But then ever since it significantly dropped and those role players aren't getting like the same production. Now, you may say it's because they've been on the road in Milwaukee, but I also look to just how effective Jrue Holiday has just been. The effect he has put on Chris Paul. Chris Paul is probably arguably the engine of the team. And he has just effectively shut down that engine. And then where does Monty Williams goes now? Because he ain't going to call plays for DeAndre Ayton. Those role player shots that he's getting from Dre Carter, Cam Johnson, all of them, he's not getting those same looks no more. So that's just why I think Jrue Holiday, I think the media should take a bigger look. They probably won't. At the end of the day, they probably won't. They're most likely give it to Giannis. I think that's probably the safe bet. But if they want to look in for the precedent of what they did previous finals with Kawhi Leonard and Iguodala, I think this would be the best case that you can make for Jrue Holiday winning finals MVP.
Okay. Maybe you won't, maybe you will. But do you consider the fact that maybe that Chris Paul is 36 So this, like Drew Holiday is wearing Chris Paul down, for sure. But Chris Paul is already wearing down just for some fact. He's 36 playing in NBA Finals, and it wasn't like the Suns was the seventh seed. They lost a lot of games. They won a lot of games this season. It was the second seed, and then he comes in the playoffs, and he got COVID. He got a little banged up in the Lakers series.
Yep.
And on top of that, he's 36 and runs point guard, like the most important position on the team. So it's like even without Drew Holiday, Chris Paul would be tired right now.
That's the best argument against my take. And you're right, those things did happen. He did have COVID not too long ago. He did have to sit out. It was a point where he missed like, did he miss the first two games of this? No, it was the last series with the Clippers. Mm-hmm. I'll just say with that in mind, I'll say just because of how I seen him play against the Clippers in those closeout games and the way he performed in the first two games. Yeah, he may be wearing thin a little bit, but I think it's hard to argue the fact that when ever since Drew Holiday adjustment has been made, like I think the big number I look at is just the offensive rating. I think that's the biggest case, the best number you can look to Drew Holiday's effect with it going from 120, 124 to 114. That's like 10 points right there.
Yes, but Chris Paul last game did not have a terrible game.
I'm not going to say he had a terrible game, but he was definitely non-existent for that second and third quarter.
Yeah,
he
because
showed up in the fourth quarter.
In his plus and minus category, I think he still ended up being a minus for last game, but yeah. he also had 20 and 10 and shot over 60% or 50% last game. So it wasn't a terrible game.
You're right. You're telling no lies. Well, I think that's the it's just going to be a wait and see. Like, I think if Drew Holiday can have another big performance, another 20 and 10 night, and you see effective defensive performance on him on whoever, like Chris Paul in this point, where Chris Paul is not shooting effective, and Drew Holiday makes some great plays like he did in like game five where he had the steal, the game winning steal to win it for him. If you see plays like that, I think a good case should be made for Drew Holiday, at least over Middleton.
But see, Middleton is also number one in their team and minutes played, and he's second in points. I think he was second in usage.
Yeah.
He was second in rebounding. And he was top five, I think, in player efficiency. So, I mean, he is the key piece. Like, Drew Holiday can go out right now and have 20 and 10. Giannis have 40, and they still lose if Middleton don't do his part. But Middleton can go out there and have 25 or more with Giannis 40, and they'll win without Drew Holiday. Not without Drew Holiday playing. Without Drew Holiday having 20.
That's a good point, especially with the timely shots, if you stick with that. I think good cases all around. Good cases all around. I think it's going to be a wait and see. I think it's going to be a good game six tonight. So let's get to those predictions, and then we'll close out the show here. Your predictions for game six. I think we're both leaning towards the same way, but I want to hear why you think the Phoenix Suns are going to – well, not the Suns. The Bucks are going to win tonight.
Simply because they're at home. Middleton plays better at home. Giannis is already Giannis, home or away. He's going to give you a 30 and 10. Middleton shoots better, scores more, does way better at home. So, like I've been arguing this whole time, like Middleton is that piece. So, if Middleton come out here and shoot 50%, shoot 50, 40, and 90 in a game six and have 30 points, I think it's over with. Even without Drew Holiday. But let's add Drew Holiday in there. Now you got Drew Holiday, you got they at home, and they normally play well as a team at home. Yeah. Now you got shooters hitting, you got Drew Holiday hitting, you got Chris Middleton hitting, you got Giannis doing Giannis. I just simply think a home game, it'll just be too much for the Suns. And I think the Suns is a great team. Don't get me wrong. They make some great runs throughout the game. Chris Paul is a great leader. But one of the things that Chris Paul has been struggling with this series is turnovers. I don't know if it's because he's tired I know he had a banged up hand. I don't know if the Bucks' length is getting to him because a lot of his turnovers is off the pass, or it's just like he just being worn down by Jrue Holiday, PJ Tucker, or whoever is guarding him. So Chris Paul is definitely the key or the X factor for this game. If Chris Paul go out there and have, I think in order for Phoenix to win, I think Chris Paul need to have. I think Chris Paul need to have 27, at least 27, and with the Booker, 27. I think they need it. Both of them need to have 27 or more for the Suns to win, and an Aiton needs to have 15 or more. If Chris Paul cannot deliver tonight, or it could be Chris Paul delivering and Book have a bad game. If Book and Chris Paul both don't have a good game tonight, it's over with. I think Middleton gonna be Middleton because they at home. Giannis is gonna be Giannis, and Jrue Holiday is gonna be Jrue Holiday, and the Bucks are at home.
Okay. Before I get into my take and why I think they, because I also got the Bucks winning. Do you think that the Bucks is a chance the Bucks take their foot off the gas, knowing they have a game seven in their pocket? Do you think
I don't think the Bucks. That's not their identity. Like when you think about the Bucks and how raw and natural they are, like they're not out here in the media trying to recruit. They're not out in the media for bashing other players or being cocky. They're not out like sitting out for load management.
Let me ask you a better question then, because I think you're saying they don't got that mindset. They ain't gonna take no days off, and I think that's very true for you, especially for Giannis. Giannis ain't gonna be the one to say, "All right, let me rest on my laurels right now." He already said it. We gotta finish a deal. But I do think Giannis they will definitely play hard. But do you think we see an inconsistent Chris Middleton or Jrue Holiday tonight?
Is it possible? Yes. Will we see it? I'm willing to bet that there's a higher chance of seeing an inconsistent Jrue Holiday because he's been struggling all playoffs, really. But I'm willing to bet that there's a higher chance with him being inconsistent rather than Middleton, just because based off numbers, Middleton is a home team type of guy.
Way better at home. All right, so the reason and I
honestly,
got the Bucks,
honestly, okay, go ahead. Honestly, and just looking at matchups, they have nobody to guard Milton. When you're talking about somebody 6'8", who can really get their shot off probably against any defender.
Yeah, baby.
The only way you can really slow that down is with another guy similar to him. Like, let's just say KD, LeBron, Kawhi, Paul George, like similar guys of that build. Having a Jay Crowder, Bridges, Torrey Craig. Not taking anything away from them, but I just don't think the Suns do not have the defensive weapons or power to slow down Middleton. And then on top of that, you got to slow down Giannis. And let's not forget the plays where Jrue Holiday is down there babying Chris Paul.
I think you saw a lot in game five, or something that I just really noticed a lot was when they was getting they was looking for the Chris Paul. They was looking for Chris Paul offensively, and they was just taking advantage of him like all night, especially Middleton.
But I just want to keep adding this in there. He's 36.
All right, okay.
And we'll talk about this on another show. But I'm telling you that someone needs to prove to me that there was a second option point guard playing in the NBA Finals at 36. I just haven't seen it yet.
Hey, I know you got love for your boy. I think with the game tonight, and with that in mind, with how old Chris Paul is, and I think it's only him and Book. I think those are the only two people that you can really look to on the Phoenix Suns for like actual offense. I think Aiden has been good. He's definitely had his nights where he has like 20 and 10 for sure. But you don't really run plays for him. He just get his where he's offense rebound. He's running the floor. Chris Paul is finding him. But I think the biggest problem that the Suns is going to have, and you talked about it a little bit, with one, defensively, I don't think they got anybody that can really guard Chris Middleton or Giannis either. Mikal Bridges, he's a great defender, but he's too, like, just weight-wise, just too small for Chris Middleton. I think Chris Middleton has been effective again, his shot up against anybody in this series. Jay Crowder, he's also, like, he's another good defender, but he doesn't have, like, the long enough arms to, like, really make an impact to get into Chris Middleton's face when he's going up for jumpers, or Giannis, for that matter. Mm-hmm. And then who else you really got? Cam Johnson, he's getting babied by these both of these, and Torrey Gregg as well. I think losing Dario Saric, was a maybe not, like, a big thing that people will look to and be like, all right, damn, we missed Saric, but he was just another – at least he was a big body that you could just throw on either Giannis or Middleton. So I think losing him has also just been a real big factor, because they don't have – after Aiden goes out, if he gets in foul trouble, they got no one that can handle Giannis. Uh-huh. After that, Giannis is just getting to the paint at will at that point. And I think just the Bucks have a legit big three, and the Suns don't. Like I said, as good as Aiden has been, I don't consider him to be a – right now he's in their big three. That's just by, you know, design, just because they don't have anyone else. I think the Suns are missing another good wing scorer that can really be the difference maker for them. And I think that's something they'll look into, hopefully into the offseason. But I think that's – with that being said, Middleton is a home player. I think the role player is going to show up tonight for the Bucks. And I haven't seen – Mikal Bridges, he had a great game too, but other than that, he's been, you know, real quiet. Jay Crowder had a great start to game five, but then he, you know, kind of faded out. And I think that's just going to have the cases is going to be, unless the Suns get a, and I do think Chris Paul is going to have a good game. All this slander that I do have for him, I do think he's going to have a good game tonight. I think he's going to rewrite what he did in game five, and all the other game fours in game four. He's going to have.
Now, if we want to look at their game one and game two wins, yeah, they're not winning because of defense. They're winning. Because their scrappiness blinds their defensive weaknesses. So yeah, when they're scrappy on defense and forcing the Bucks to miss, or even going back to, I think, game two, the first quarter, after the second quarter, because the first quarter, I think it was like 33-31 or something, it was close. Yeah. But looking at the second quarter, the Bucks, they was going shot for shot. But the Suns were able to, like I said, go shot for shot, and the Bucks would die down. So basketball is all about a game of runs, and the Suns have proven that they can make quality runs. Like, just looking at last game, the first quarter, they can make quality runs. The question is, can Chris Paul – I think Book will be there when you need him. Can Chris Paul play a whole four-quarter game and be able to keep up from run to run to run to run? He's there for one run, but can you count on him for that second run that you need to get over that hump?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the big thing, because I think one thing that's going to work in the Bucks' favor, that home crowd is going to be rocking. And, you know, every time they have a highlight play, whether it's a Giannis Adley or Chris Middleton making shots, that crowd is going to be hyped. So you're going to have to quiet that crowd. You're going to have to get the other role players out of the game. And I think Chris Paul, he's going to have to be – he can't be good in just one quarter. And coast all the other. He's got to be good every quarter. He's got to be there. Yep. He's got to be the one to hit those mid-range shots and quiet the crowd down whenever, you know, the Bucks making a run. They got to keep it close.
And I think that was game four I'm referring to, when Booker was in foul trouble and he didn't come in to the five-minute mark of the fourth quarter. The Suns were up, I think, by seven. And Chris Paul let the game tie up by the time Booker got back in the game. And I'm not saying that that's the reason why the Suns lost. A tie game is 0-0. So it's 0-0 at the five-minute mark. That means it's anybody game.
Right.
But those are the moments where I'm talking about. You're up seven. Book is on his way to 40 points. He's in foul trouble. He's on the bench. Can you maintain that seven-point lead? Can you go get a bucket when you need a bucket? And I just remember at the end of the game, like, just being disappointed in Monty and Chris Paul and D-Book, just some of their decision-making, we talked about that a little bit too. Yeah, and I'm really disappointed on one particular play. Chris Paul got the screen, got the switch, Bobby Porter's on him, and he shoots like this crazy three. And it's like, stuff like that cannot happen. Like, I thought he should have attacked on Bobby Porter's. He was playing a little too far up, and I think he should have attacked on it. So things like that, I think it has to be the difference maker tonight. Like, decision making from Chris Paul, from D-Book, from Monty. All of that has to be on point tonight. And if I do want to make this bold prediction, if they make it back to Phoenix, I'm going for Phoenix for the championship.
Phoenix to close it out. Yeah, it's going to be a tall task for Milwaukee if they don't win tonight. I think tonight will be a big letdown if they don't win tonight.
They escaped out of Phoenix with one win. I don't think that happened yet.
All right, so that was your bold take. Any other closing bold takes, dude? I'm guessing you're going to say Chris Paul's going to have a good game tonight. But
honestly, I don't know.
You don't know.
And I've been a Chris Paul fan since me and you first met in like middle school. But I'm also a realist. And Chris Paul has been disappointing time after time after time. And so I'm at a point now as a fan where it's like, I would love for Chris Paul to do it, but his history shows that he might not come through for you.
Yeah.
So I can't sit here and say I expect a big game. I'm hoping for a big game.
That's tough. It's going to be good. Game 6 is going to be good tonight. It's 9 o'clock, ABC. I'm going to leave it with just this one stat. I'm going to close it here. Scott Foster is the head referee tonight. Do you know the Scott Foster myth? Like the whole thing going on?
Yeah, Chris Paul is 0-12 in the playoffs with Scott as the head referee.
I think it's going to be 0-13. I think it's going to be a bad night for the Suns tonight, especially in Milwaukee.
Records are meant to be broken, though.
Hey, we'll see. We'll see if he can break the curse. It's been real. Game 6 tonight. I'm pretty sure we're going to talk afterwards. So make sure y'all stay tuned in on Twitter page, on Player Circle for all the news and updates with that. And then hopefully we can get another show right after this NBA Finals and talk some more, because I know we want to get into the Chris Paul legacy talk.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Terry. This has been another special edition of the Hoopers Lounge, and you have been listening to the What's On Your Mind podcast. Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
What's on your mind? 'Cause you've been acting different lately, girl. What's on your mind? Hey. I'm tired of arguing. I need to know what's on your mind.